Every parent of a teenager knows that for a teen, friends matter more than just about anything else. For a group of Israeli teens visiting here in Ontario, the friends they make here this summer may become some of the most important in their lives. These teenagers, half of them Israeli Jews, half of them Israeli Palestinians, were here for Heart to Heart. It's a highly structured program aimed at helping young people on both sides of the conflict in the Middle East understand each other, and most importantly, to become friends. These teens became so close that when their flights to Tel Aviv were canceled this week, they took heart in the realization that they could be together a little longer. The CBC's Mary Weens spent some time talking with four of these young people. She joins me now in the studio to tell us about their encounter. Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Well, it must be such an intense summer camp experience for these students to be coming to Canada as violence is erupting back home. What was it like for them?
You know, these are young teenagers, right, Mary? They're 14 and 15 years old. Some of them actually heard the news about what was happening back home on the plane as they were heading over to Canada. You know, they heard that rioting had broken out in the villages and neighborhoods they just left. So there were a lot of tears and really a lot of anxiety. I mean, these young people have grown up in that kind of high-pressure emotional environment that I think a North American teenager, that most of us can't even begin to understand. But, you know, that's why they were on this trip. They get the kinds of interactions here at a summer camp that they couldn't have in Israel. You know, just a bunch of Arab and Jewish kids hanging out together. Almost unheard of in Israel, really. So it's been intense for them to be here, but also revelatory.
You talked to four of them. What did you ask them?
You know, Mary, I asked them, of course, what you'd ask any kid who's been to camp. You know, what were the great moments at camp? A summer camp for everyone is a source of vivid memories and can be, you know, for lifelong friendships. But I also wanted to get a sense of their earliest memories of being part of the world's most entrenched conflict. As children, when did they first begin to understand that they were part of it? Because, again, that's an experience no North American teenager ever has. So that's where I started our conversation, Mary. So here are the voices of Shira, Dania, Rui, and Yanel talking about that experience as Palestinian and Jewish Israeli teenagers.
My name is Rui Hasnes from Kibbutz Magal, Israel. We always heard the Palestinians are bad, mean. So I can say that I have a little bit of fear. I know that I have a little bit of fear, but when we go here and I met the people and I know who are they, I learned that they're human like me. They're not a monster. They do everything like me.
My name is Yanel Abdullah. I am from Israel. I am Arabic. My friend wasn't love the Jewish people, and I was love the Jewish people, and the every time I said to him that I love Jewish and Israel, they were said to me that you are with a Jewish, you are not with us. In this moment, I feel lonely. I am love the Jewish. I don't want to be a war between them.
Okay, I'm Dania Kafrin. I'm 14 years old. I live in a small village. It's called Maoya near Givat Haviva. An Arabic Palestinian girl, yeah. So when I was, I think, 7 or 8 years old, I was sitting with my family and we were watching TV shows. So I saw in the TV there's some argument or there's some fighting in Jerusalem between Jewish and Arabic people. I've asked my father, what this, what that means, Daddy? So he told me about this conflict. I was shocked because we all, human people, we all have feelings, we all have feelings, so why are you fighting? We all live in the same country. I'm really a child, I was a child, so why not?
My name is Shira, I'm 15 years old. I am living in Pardes Chana Karkur in Israel, I am Jewish. I saw a group of people in the Facebook that they are talking about the Arabs, and like they're so bad, I was shocked. They really think they are monsters, and I were in this project already because we started 3 months ago. I knew some Arabic people, and I have some friends already, and I was shocked. I
It was really, how to say, kitsune.
Very extremely.
It was extremely, it was just a hate. There is no reason.
Now, a moment then on the plane, coming here to Canada. Who wants to start?
There is a lot of exciting, because we're going to Canada for 3 weeks. It's for a really great project. When we get in Canada...
At the airport?
Yeah, in the airport, I think all the English all around me is English and French, because you have French here.
You could feel excitement in that moment.
Yeah. In the airport, I also remember that because of the conflict, sometimes they check the Arab people more than the Jewish, because there is a fear that something is going to happen. Because if they were check them, we will ask to check all of us, because it's not...
You had already decided that you'd all join the search, you'd all be in equal partners in the search.
Yeah, I think because of this is so important, the project of Heart to Heart, because this is how you learn.
Now, you've come to the camp. Is there a moment at the camp where you really felt...
Felt happy. Yes.
The first time that I felt what?
Happy. The first time happy. You visit the camp.
Let's go with happy.
Happy. In the cabin.
Cabin.
Yeah. You learned to say.
Banks. We know everything.
Did you and Roy hit it off immediately, the two of you?
Yes, it's a good friend, you know. Now we are inside family, amazing family.
The most beautiful moment that I had ever seen is in the camp, when the Jewish kids shared us the fasting in Ramadan. Actually, first of all, the Muslim kids decided that we are not going to fast all the whole time that they are in Canada. But one day, we decided to fast at least one day. But the Jewish kids shared us the fasting, and then the iftar. Iftar is this when we break the fast. In the Arabic societies, all the family is one table, the cousins and the aunts, uncles, all the family. But in the camp, we were just the Jewish and the Arabs. So it was a really meaningful experience. And it was the first time that we drink cola in Canada. Actually, we were so tired, but it was really happy. We were happy and it was really perfect.
You know, you're going back now. What are some of the things you find yourself thinking of? You talked about feeling like you'd grown up.
I was taking my friends, because now me and Dania, we live in the same house now. We're sharing the same bed. I am Jewish and she is Arab. And we are really great friends. And I tell her my...
My personal
stuff and stories. Yeah. And... like I have a Jewish friend, she is my Arab friend. It's not matter that she's Arab.
First of all, it's how to be a human, how to look at people, how to try and understand them before the religion, before everything.
Because this is Jewish and this is Arab. No, it's really wrong way to judge the people. No, you have to talk with him, to let him introduce himself, introduce his... culture, his society, his family, and after that, you can judge about this person.
That was so moving, and what they said was, it was funny at times, and it was profound.
Yeah.
It
was so sweet to see them enjoying each other.
And I couldn't get over, too, what they said, you know, at the airport, when she said, everyone will get searched. We're all in this together.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely talking to Rui. He talked about having his bag opened, and he had never been searched before as an Israeli, and he said it was very uncomfortable, and it suddenly struck him that this was a routine experience for Palestinians in his country. And you know, Mary, I found myself thinking when I was putting the story together about how much the conflict in Israel has been about teenagers, right? There's the Palestinian teenager who was killed in as a revenge killing for the deaths of three Jewish teenagers, a murder carried out by teenagers themselves. And so there's all that horrific, those horrific details involving young people. And this conversation to me felt like But there's this whole other possibility with teenagers, you know, these beautiful stories of teenagers making these friendships. And more than that, sort of discovering really profound things about the conflict through these friendships.
Absolutely. Mary, thank you so much for bringing this wonderful story to us.
I'm so glad you could make time for it.
That was CBC radio producer Mary Weens. And just before that, we heard voices from Heart to Heart, a highly structured summer camp program that helps Israeli Palestinians and Jews talk about their experiences and hear from each other. There are a handful of such camps across North America. Mary mentioned that those conversations are sometimes all but impossible to have in Israel. There are, of course, small communities of Israeli Jews and Palestinians here in Ontario having those conversations. And you can see pictures of the teens. We have posted them on our Facebook page. You can go to facebook.com/CBC Fresh Air.
I'm gonna ask it from the very start. How can neighbors living so close be so far apart? Old Bible hatreds are still strong today. The bed of this unholy paradox is so long and gray. Every house in this region has a wailing wall. So many mothers hold their heads as they bawl. And everyone praying to their God to smite the other down. In this land of victims, now who will wear the martyr's crown today? Zone of bullet, blood, and stone. I hear the mothers groan. Jerusalem, Christians, Muslims, Jews, living through the blues. Peace is not the news down in Jerusalem. From the West Bank to the Gaza, tell me, when will the fighting cease? From the Golan Heights through Ramallah, intifada time, but I'm hearing peace, 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 peace.
That is David Rutter and part of the song Jerusalem. David was actually here recently at CBC. He was part of our World Cup street concert. And again, our thanks to Mary Weens for putting together that piece for us. Coming up, we have regional news with Linda Ward and also Becky Reiner. And then after that, were you a part of Beatlemania? Maybe you were part of the original Beatlemania, or you're with a new generation that has developed an appreciation for the Fab Four. This year, next month, as a matter of fact, it's the 50th anniversary of the Beatles movie, A Hard Day's Night. It opened in this province. And we're going to speak with Pierce Hemmingson. He is a Beatles expert. He's actually working on a new book about the Beatles' history and impact in Canada. He's going to be here to talk about the frenzy that they caused here 50 years ago and why it actually started here in Canada, not the U.S., and why their music still lives on. That's coming up on Fresh Air. Stay with us.